ASD Paperino San Giorgio presents Voices from Memory, Stories of Football and Deportations, the podcast. Based on an idea by Andrea Bonfilio, directed by Francesco Palmieri, with the participation of coaches, managers, athletes, and their families.
Carlo Castellani, date of birth, January 20, 1909, Montelupo Fiorentino, Italy. Date of death, August 14, 1944, Gusen, Austria. Place of deportation, Mauthausen concentration camp, Austria. Between March 7 and 8, 1944, one of the most dramatic operations of the Nazi fascist regime took place in the Tuscan countryside. In Fibiana, a small hamlet of Montelupo Fiorentino, Carabinieri, accompanied by a local informant, arrived at the Castellani family home. They were looking for Davide, known for his anti-fascist beliefs. It was his son Carlo who opened the door and volunteered to go to the station in his father's place, as the latter was bedridden due to illness. Believing it was just an interrogation, he said goodbye to his wife and two children, telling them he would be back soon. They never saw him again. Carlo Castellani was born in January 1909 in Montelupo Fiorentino. He was a simple man, a carpenter by trade, owner of a sawmill, and a loving father. But he was also a well-known sports figure. A talented striker, he played for Livorno and especially for Empoli, scoring 61 goals for the latter team, of which he remained the top scorer until 2011, when, after more than 70 years, the record was broken by Francesco Ciccio Tavano. That night in March 1944 marked the beginning of his end. After his arrest, he was taken to the local station and later transferred to the Leopoldine schools in Florence, where prisoners awaiting deportation were gathered. Soon after, he was loaded onto a train with many others bound for Austria. They traveled crammed into cattle cars, destined for the Mauthausen concentration camp. Upon arrival, he was assigned an identification number, 57026. There, he was classified as a political prisoner, even though he had never taken part in protests or subversive activities. He had been arrested in his father's place, and for the authorities that was enough. A few days later, he was transferred to Gusen, one of the harshest subcamps of the concentration camp system. Prisoners there were forced to work in tunnels carved out of rock, in extreme conditions, and with very little food. Carlo did not last long. He died on August 14, 1944, exhausted by the labor and deprivation, at only 35 years old. His story is part of a much broader context. In the early days of March 1944, central and northern Italy were the scene of massive strikes against war and hunger. In Empoli too, protests took place involving local workers, especially in the glass factories. The response was brutal. On direct orders from the German authorities, targeted arrests and nighttime raids were carried out. The goal was not so much to identify actual opponents, but to fill the wagons with as many people as possible for deportation to the camps. The story of Carlo Castellani is striking for its tragic irony. A man who never engaged in politics, swept up in the machinery of repression purely out of filial love. He was a footballer, a worker, a father, yet he was treated like an enemy. Today his name is remembered in several places in his homeland. The stadium in Empoli and a nearby street bear his name, as well as a square in his native village of Fibiana and a sports field in Montelupo Fiorentino. His memory has become a symbol of silent sacrifice, of an ordinary life shattered by hatred and brutality. Carlo Castellani was not only an athlete, but also a witness to the blind violence of totalitarianism. His act of protecting his father remains a human and civil example, still capable of speaking to those who wish to understand the true cost of freedom. Sources: roundernamen.mauthausenmemorial.org, empolifc.com, Vincenzo Brunelli, La storia di Carlo Castellani, il campione dell'Empoli morto deportato a Mauthausen, si consegnò per salvare il padre, May 7, 2025, corrierefiorentino.corriere.it. For the reading, Alfiodini, La notte dell'odio, Florence, edizioni Clichy, 2020.
You have been listening to Voices for Memory, Stories of Football and Deportations, a podcast by ASD Paperino San Giorgio, a project made possible with the support of the Casa di Risparmio di Prato Foundation.